How to Become a Dog Walker by WatsonDogProducts.com. Do you love dogs? Are you looking for a way to make some extra money? If so, becoming a dog walker may be the perfect opportunity for you. In this blog post, we will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a dog walker. So whether you are a pet lover or just looking for a new career path, read on to learn more about how to become a dog walker. Becoming a dog walker is a great way to make some extra money, and it's also a great way to get some exercise. But before you start walking dogs, there are a few things you need to do and know. Below are 6 steps for becoming a dog walker. 1. Check with your local animal shelter. Many shelters have programs that allow volunteers to take dogs for walks. This is a great way to get some experience walking different breeds of dogs and to see if it's something you enjoy before committing. 2. Get some training. While there is no formal training required to become a dog walker, taking a class or two on dog behavior can be helpful. It will give you a better understanding of how to handle different types of dogs and what to do if a problem arises while you're out on a walk. There are many resources on dogs and dog walking. You could check out a book about dogs and/or dog training from your local library or search online for quality resources. 3. Invest in some supplies. You will need a few supplies before you start walking dogs. A good leash and collar are a must, of course, just in case the owners don't already have them. You may also want to invest in a backpack or bag to carry water and treats for the dog. And if you'll be walking in hot weather, don't forget to put sunscreen on yourself and the dog, with the owner's permission. Investing in a dog harness can be help because it can help you better control the dog while walking, and it also avoids choking the dog. It's crucial to be prepared for when they need to use the restroom. A small bag that picks up after them is a must. If glove or plastic aren't ideal options due to their contact with poop, then invest wisely. A pooper scooper comes highly recommended as an essential tool any pet owner should have. 4. Start slow. Once you have all the supplies you need and have done some research on dog breeds, it's time to start walking dogs. But take things slowly at first. Start with just one or two dogs so that you can get a feel for how much work it is. And be sure to ask the owners for feedback after each walk so that you can make sure you're doing a good job. 5. Find clients. Once you have the necessary training and supplies, you're ready to start finding clients. There are several ways to do this. You can post flyers in your neighborhood or put up a sign in your yard advertising your dog walking services. You can also check with local pet stores or vet offices, as they may have lists of recommended dog walkers. Or, you can use an online service like WAG to connect with potential clients. With WAG, you can set your own rates. There are also many other dog walking apps and websites that can help you find clients. 6. Ask for feedback from the dog's owner. To get better at any skill, we need feedback. The same goes for dog walking. Getting feedback from owners can help you become a better dog walker. First, it's important to build a good relationship with the dog's owner. They should feel comfortable communicating with you about their dog. If they don't feel comfortable, they may not give you the feedback you need to improve. Once you have a good relationship with the owner, ask them for feedback after each walk. What did you do well? What could you improve on? Listening to feedback and making changes based on it will help you become a better dog walker. The owners will be happy to see that you're taking their feedback seriously, and the dogs will benefit from your improved skills. Know the breed of the dog. Not all breeds of dogs make good walking companions. Some breeds, such as Chihuahuas and Toy Poodles, are too small and delicate for long walks. Other breeds, such as Pit Bulls and Rottweilers, may have too much energy or be too strong for an inexperienced walker. It's important to know the breed of the dog you'll be walking so that you can be sure it's a good match for your abilities. Conclusion. Now that you know how to become a dog walker, it's time to get started. Just remember to take things slowly at first, and be sure to ask the owners for feedback after each walk. With a little bit of effort, you'll be walking dogs like a pro in no time. Following these simple steps, you can become a dog walker in no time. And who knows, you may even find that you love it so much that you make it your full-time job. What did you think of this dog training article, How to Teach Your Puppy Its Name? Do you have anything to add? Let's discuss it in the comments below.